Now, we have a guest for a couple of minutes as actually a Navy veteran, as a matter of fact, Gannon McHale. Gannon, how are you today?
I'm good, Ken. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. We were just talking about the Navy. You're a submarine veteran, and you went to an event for us at the 92nd Street Y, New York City, last week that I couldn't get to. I was looking forward to, but David Brooks of the New York Times columnist gave a talk, and you were there for us. So what were some of the highlights that you heard at that event?
Well, that was the chat was between James Bennett, his boss, the editorial page editor of the Times, and the guy that used to be the editor-in-chief of the Atlantic, and Brooks. And Brooks was talking about what he's seen out in the country in terms of the election. The conversation was supposed to be all about the election, but it turned out to be a lot more than just the election, about what the local communities are across the nation that are talking about. And basically, they were talking about their hometowns. They don't care about impeachment or what's going on the national level. They want the jobs to come back to where they used to be, where they used to have a better lifestyle. And comparing that to the 50s, lifestyle where the economy was completely different and structured differently so that we had a robust middle class, the one that these people are missing, okay, rather than what we have today, which is a vast accumulation of wealth at the top. And in his eyes, he thinks that what has happened and how we've devolved into these politics that we have right now is not in the nation's best interest.
And, Gannon, were there any defense issues that were brought up with David Brooks?
No, they didn't talk specifically about defense, but I'll weigh in from the submarine side of it and everything else, saying that the administration has now made a decision that they're not going to build a Virginia-class submarine. This is a mistake because this is the vanguard of the defense, and they're overstretched already. They don't need less boats. They need more.
Yeah, that's everything we heard.
If you're going to build boats, you're going to build smaller boats rather than aircraft carriers, which are nothing, in my estimation, but big targets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
Virginia-class? You need mobile weapons-launching platforms and people that can do insertive stuff, and that's what the submarine service does. So if they're going to build up a 355-ship Navy and they're going to start cutting submarines, that is definitely not a good move.
Well, that's different from what we've heard because in the background is a project to replace the Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines with the new Columbia-class.
Program's ongoing.
Those programs are ongoing.
I'm talking specifically about the attack boats.
Yeah, those are the Virginias because they can land.
The Virginia attack boats were on a specific schedule, and that was set. And now the government has said that they are going to not build one this year. Well, that, I think, is a mistake.
Well, that's interesting. We'll have to call our friend Captain Jim Gray, former commanding officer of USS Texas. I think it was the second Virginia-class sub. Gannon, thank you. Look forward to having another report from you very soon.
All right. Thanks, Ken. Always a pleasure.